From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's Department of Health announced 590 new cases of COVID-19 today. That brings the state to more than 19,000 confirmed cases of the disease. And last week, close to 5,000 new Utahns filed for unemployment benefits. That's according to the latest numbers from the state's Department of Workforce Services. That number is up slightly from the week before. From June 14th through the 20th, Utah paid out more than $71 million in state and federal benefits. Utah's Latinx community accounts for 43% of Utah's COVID-19 cases, but makes up only 14% of the state's population. For the first time since the pandemic started, the state held a press conference today to speak directly to that community. Myra Sedano is with the nonprofit group Comunidades Unidas and a member of the COVID Task Force's Multicultural Committee, and she had a message for the immigrant community.
No tengas miedo. Como promotoras de salud, somos parte de tu comunidad y te entendemos.
Translation, don't be afraid. As community health workers, we're part of your community and we serve you. Sedano said that people shouldn't be afraid to get the help they need and outlined resources available for free health services and assistance for things like food and rent. Many in the Latinx community are at higher risk for contracting the virus because they're more likely to have jobs where they can't work from home and live in multi-generational households. 15 inmates at Washington County's jail have tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak started last weekend when 4 inmates began showing symptoms of the virus. The county's sheriff's office says as of yesterday, over 100 inmates who may have been exposed have been tested and are in quarantine. Utah's Department of Corrections website says there have been 14 other confirmed inmate cases at state correctional facilities and centers. Skiing spots in Utah that depend on seasonal foreign workers might have problems finding the labor they need this winter season. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on the effects of the Trump administration's recent suspension of certain work visas.
The restrictions include J-1 visas, which allow foreign college students to work seasonal jobs in the U.S. Lynn Ware Peak with the Park City Municipal Corporation says there's generally 1,500 to 1,800 of them in the winter. Where Peak says after the financial burden of the COVID-19 pandemic, the lack of foreign workers could cause more strain for businesses.
It's going to be a stretch for anyone who's operating a business, and to have to pay more to attract employees because a certain sector of how you normally find your employees is taken away is going to be a huge challenge.
Students with J-1 visas can be paid up to 25% less than domestic workers. That's according to Pete Stoughton with the Christian Center in Park City. He helps them find housing when they arrive. He says other sectors of the economy depend on them as well.
As far as economically, the implications, the rental market should be not as competitive as it previously was.
Some resorts across the state have decided to reopen for the summer after closing due to COVID-19. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
Salt Lake City's mayor announced this afternoon the creation of a group that will address issues around race and policing. The move comes in response to ongoing protests against racial injustice and police brutality. The city has set aside $100,000 to support the Commission on Racial Equity in Policing. Darlene McDonald is the chair of the Utah Black Roundtable and one of the members. She said changing police culture won't happen quickly.
This institution must be uprooted and reformed to weed out the inherited systemic racism.
The commission will recommend changes to police funding and policies. During late May's protests in Salt Lake City against racial injustice and police brutality, dozens of people were arrested for failure to disperse and curfew violations. Today, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office and Salt Lake City Prosecutor's Office said they will not prosecute those cases. Other charges, like unlawful riot or injury to persons or property, will be pursued. The DA and the prosecutor's offices say these filings will be declined, quote, without prejudice, and encourage law enforcement agencies to dedicate resources to more serious crimes. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.